This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is New Beginnings. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the program. Joe McKenzie is with us. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. Joe McKenzie, welcome back.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Good morning.
Glad to have you along with us. And for those who'd like to learn more information about Joe McKenzie and Ripple Connects, how can we find you?
They can visit my website, and that's rippleconnects.com, or they can give me a call at 763-438-1621, Freddie.
All right. Last week, we were talking about your diversity of networks.
Yes.
And how there are a number of different networks that we have. If you can just recap the basic crux of what we were discussing last week as it relates to networks and your job search success.
Absolutely. We talked about someone's network as the diversity of network nodes, not just one big network of X amount of people, but thinking about, you know, if you're in a business community or a faith community or a chamber of commerce or a civic organization, alma mater, these are all distinct networking nodes that we build up relationships with people and we start nurturing them and eventually working their way out. Knowing a lot of job seekers, when they're pressed to figure out who their network is, they struggle to know that each of us do have a fair amount of diversity to our networks through these nodes. And then we introduced a new book by Albert Laszlo Barabasi, The Formula, The Universal Laws of Success. And what he was saying was when performance drives success, but when performance can't be measured, believe it or not, networks drive success. And that includes people in the business world, lawyers, doctors, investment bankers, salespeople. Our networks drive our success when often our performance can't be measured, like, you know, someone running a race or a tennis pro and rankings and so forth. So he went on to do a lot of data. This is a Romanian physicist who put a lot of work into this data to understand how people were successful. And the takeaway was that when performance can't be measured, networks drive success. And we were applying that to someone's job search. And that's how we kind of introduced it last week.
Interesting. So as we continue that discussion this week, Joe, let's provide our listeners now with some steps that you can look into to making that job change begin to happen. How do we harness that power of our diverse professional network nodes? I've learned a new word, network nodes. Yeah.
I think the first step is reflecting, stepping back and thinking about what we're talking about here today and how distinct our networks are. Everybody that we're talking to today has a different looking network. But the takeaway should be, let's look at our different networking nodes. I've given some ideas on the breadth of where that could be, but let's get out of the mindset that our network is 1,500 people on that we know or on LinkedIn and what have you. Let's look at distinct nodes on a map and, you know, much like an IT network, and realize the breadth, realize that they're uniquely different, but start applying that to our job search. And when we look at it in its entirety like that, Freddie, I know for myself, I started to realize just how many people, if I needed to make a change, I could go to that. These relationships, like you introduced last week, that I've built up trust and rapport. I think that's the first step for any job seeker or someone looking to make a change. Look at the diversity of your networks and the nodes that you've built up over the years and start writing them down. Start looking at it in its entirety. And then we start crafting a strategy and how we're going to connect with them. That would be, I think, just realizing it before we can harness it is the first step.
So the first step is really to identify all the different, and so some examples of what those different network nodes might look like. What might they be?
Well, you know, last week I shared my own. I think that's probably the easiest way for me to explain that. So I serve on three different nonprofit boards. I could say that's one nonprofit. No, there's three distinct nonprofit boards in different parts of the Twin Cities doing different mission type of work. Those are three different networking nodes that I see. I work with Century College, being a graduate of that. That's a separate networking node than the West 7 Business Association that I was a part of. My faith organization is definitely different than, you know, the Rotary Clubs or the Lions Clubs that I work in. All distinct, unique nodes, geographically different, mission-oriented different. It could be politics, it could be business, it could be faith, it could be volunteering. That is how I'm starting to view my network. It took me some time to realize that. I was too busy building it, but now I look back and I say, wow, I almost forget, you know, if it's not top of mind, Freddie, you almost forget about a complete networking node that thinks highly of you, senior leadership and your skills in action. So what happens if someone in the job search completely forgets about three or four of their networking nodes that they've built up?
Then they've cut themselves off for success.
Exactly. So yes, stepping back, realizing it before we can harness that power of our diverse networking nodes that we've built up over the years.
So evaluation. So this is almost like building your own resume.
Exactly. Exactly. And really who, you know, you might realize what kind of impact you've had in these networking nodes.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie, I don't know if it's just me because I have 17-year-old triplets or not, but I look back on some of my work in the nonprofit and realize I've done some good work. I've worked through some tough things, but I have a tendency to forget that when it's not top of mind. You know, I was part of the West 7 business community and helped drive some great accomplishments down there. I have a tendency to forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a shortcoming on my part, but not when I start mapping out to realize where I've been, what I've accomplished, and now I can go back and harness.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie about the diversity of your networks and a new approach, network nodes. So I'm just curious, as we go about this, how does the website LinkedIn play a role, if it does, in helping someone to realize firsthand the diversity of their own personal networks?
This is the one thing that when I started to realize, LinkedIn was almost that one-stop shop for me to realize they were all there for me, but in just different spaces. So yes, LinkedIn can play a pivotal role in helping you realize the diversity of your networks. Just by simply joining different groups on LinkedIn that you've been a part of, or just taking a look at who you have in your connections may help you to trigger where you've been. I think we kind of take our eye off the ball with LinkedIn, but I think it's all there for us, Freddie, for us to realize that diversity. But you know what? The functionality of LinkedIn is so key here, Freddie. If I'm connected to someone, I don't have to remember who their email is.
Right.
Because LinkedIn has an email connect associated with each connection there. So now I use primarily LinkedIn as my messaging vehicle. I don't have to worry about, oh, I can't remember where this person is, you know, or their email. It's all there. What a great actionable way to start harnessing the power of your diversity of your networks by using LinkedIn to connect with people, message people on a professional platform. I think LinkedIn is the key. I think the LinkedIn is going to allow you to see some of those networking nodes where you've been. And that would be the actionable step to get that clarity on how diverse your network is, Freddie. It's not 1,500 people, but it could be 12 to 14 or beyond key networking nodes that you've done great work before and you've built those relationships.
Well, do you think people underestimate the power of LinkedIn?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of that we take our eye off it. We don't work it. LinkedIn needs to be worked. And it is a professional website. It's not, it's a social website, but it's truly the gold standard of business and business networking, sharing opportunities, sharing knowledge, communicating, gaining knowledge about industries. It's the gold standard in my estimation right now.
All right. And Joe, if there are two things you'd like for us to take away as something we can do this weekend in the few seconds we have left, what would that be?
Sit back and realize where you've been and start thinking about those, not as your network, but networking nodes and where you've been. And they're going to look uniquely different. And once you get them down on paper or in your mind or through your LinkedIn, realize that you can harness and you can drive your job success by the diversity of your networking nodes.
That's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. And you do some fine work there at Ripple Connects, Joe.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our show never stops.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Are you thinking of buying or selling a house? Or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, host of the House Geeks Real Estate Show, here with your House Geeks Market Minute. 6.48 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. This is up over last week and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are down over the same time last year, 16.5%, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.06%. This is down over last week's 4.24%. Conclusion: lower interest rates are making it an attractive time to be looking for buyers. However, some buyers are bidding well over asking price, also creating an opportunity for people looking to sell. Remember to check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. And right now is time for our health segment on the program. This is when we spend a few minutes with you talking about the latest about health and nutrition and what you can do to live a healthier life. And I decided that it would be great to give you a firsthand look at what health and healthy living can do for you. I know for a long time I would get up early in the morning and exercise at the break of dawn for an hour or so. And over time, during that time for in a 5-year period, that was what I was doing each and every morning, 6 days a week on average. And over that time, in the first 6 months or so, I lost an average of 10 pounds a month, dropping 60 to 70 pounds off of my frame. And then my schedule changed. Mind you, I was still exercising, but simply not every day. Maybe it was 2 or 3 days a week. And then over time, my diet started to change. I wasn't eating as healthily as I had been when I was on that rigid regimen of exercising 5 to 6 days a week. And over time, the weight crept back up and I was back to where I was before. Not long ago, I went to the doctor's office and I found that my blood pressure had also elevated to a level that I had never seen before. And the doctor mentioned that perhaps I should go to a pharmacy and one of those blood pressure clinics where you can sit down and take your own blood pressure. And I said, I don't want to be that person. Just in the last couple of weeks, I went to the doctor's office again for yet another malady, and I found that my blood pressure had dropped to where it is right now. It's 112 over 78. The pulse is at a great rate at 75, just sitting and resting. It typically is around 65. So I decided at that point that it would be great to follow some of the advice that I share with you every week on New Beginnings. And that is to follow what the CDC says in terms of having a really healthier, active life for an older American. Yes, I'm over 50, and I know that a lot of people who listen to our program either are at that age or they know people who are. The CDC says, the Center for Disease Control says, older adults, both male and female, can benefit from regular physical activity. And physical activity doesn't need to be strenuous to achieve health benefits. They go on to say that older adults can obtain significant health benefits with a moderate amount of physical activity, preferably daily. A moderate amount of activity can be obtained in longer sessions of moderately intense activity, such as walking, or in shorter sessions of more vigorous activity, such as fast walking or stair climbing. I'll also share these facts with you each week just to level set. The benefits of physical activity are these. They help to maintain the ability to live independently and reduces the risk of falling and fracturing bones. It also reduces the risk of dying from coronary heart disease and of developing high blood pressure, and I talked about that earlier, colon cancer and diabetes. Physical activity can also help to reduce blood pressure in some people with hypertension. It also helps people with chronic disabling conditions improve their stamina and their muscle strength. It also reduces symptoms of anxiety and depression and fosters improvements in mood and feelings of well-being. It also helps to maintain healthy bones, muscles, and joints. Physical activity also helps to control joint swelling and pain associated with arthritis. And so for all of these reasons, physical activity, loss of strength, and also making sure that you even have a better well-being, just your mental state and so forth, exercising, eating well, eating properly, eating balanced meals are really good reasons to consider an aerobic type of activity or strength training, healthy nutrition, and just eating well. I'll also share these facts with you each week just to level set. The benefits of physical activity are these. They help to maintain the ability to live independently and reduces the risk of falling and fracturing bones. It also reduces the risk of dying from coronary heart disease and of developing high blood pressure, and I talked about that earlier, colon cancer and diabetes. Physical activity can also help to reduce blood pressure in some people with hypertension. It also helps people with chronic disabling conditions improve their stamina and their muscle strength. It also reduces symptoms of anxiety and depression and fosters improvements in mood and feelings of well-being. It also helps to maintain healthy bones, muscles, and joints. Physical activity also helps to control joint swelling and pain associated with arthritis. And so for all of these reasons, physical activity, loss of strength, and also making sure that you even have a better well-being, just your mental state and so forth, exercising, eating well, eating properly, eating balanced meals are really good reasons to consider an aerobic type of activity or strength training, healthy nutrition, and just eating well. I want to connect with you. I want you to be a part of this team as we go through. This is just my gift to you of life. It's a gift of healthy living. It's a gift of companionship to make sure that you have someone at least on a weekly basis that you can point to and say, yes, we are in this together. I want to make sure that our community is healthy. I want to make sure that we can live our best life and live for as long as we can, but do it in a really healthy way as best we can. I don't take this lightly. I take it very seriously. I want you to be a part of that team. Once again, the contact number is 888-639-9738. I recently decided that I would have some help with this, and they always say the health experts and the trainers tell you that it's better to exercise with a friend or a family member. So I'm including you as my exercise buddy, and perhaps I can be your exercise and health and nutrition buddy. I'll share with you each week my progress as we're making it, trying to exercise 5 days a week, trying to make sure that I eat a healthy diet and make sure that I'm living the best life possible. Because the additional health benefits can be gained through greater amounts of physical activity, either by increasing the duration or the intensity or the frequency. And because the risk of injury increases at high levels of activity, we want to make sure that we give extra care to not engage in exercise amounts that are really excessive. This past week, the goal has been to exercise every day this week, either in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening, whatever it takes to make sure that I get to a place where I can exercise at least 30 minutes a day. That's all I'm committing to, is 30 minutes a day. And to the extent that I can, to make sure that my meals are as appropriate as they can be for a person who's looking to live a longer life. As I've suggested to you, the CDC says older adults should consult with a doctor before beginning any new physical activity program. And I've done that. Here are the facts. The loss of strength and stamina attributed to aging is in part caused by reduced physical activity. My goal is to increase that activity. Inactivity increases as we age, and they say that by age 75, 1 in 3 men and 1 in 2 women engage in no physical activity. Among adults who are age 65 and older, walking and gardening or yard work are by far the most popular physical activity. So it's okay to do those light things because it's still contributing to your health. Social support from family and friends have been consistently and positively related to regular physical activity. And again, that's why I'm engaging you. Each week, I'll be reporting back on my progress. And so far this week, at the time of us coming to you, I've exercised 5 days this week so far, as of this morning. And I'm really excited about that. And I also have a mental support system. Well, Freddie Bell, what is that mental support system? I've taken 30 seconds to write down the benefits of exercising, the benefits of eating healthy, the benefits of living a longer life, the benefits that come from having an improved appearance, the benefits and the self-well-being of making sure that you feel good and that you look good, that you're looking your very, very best. I want the best for myself. I want to live as long as I can for my children, for my grandchildren, and for those who support me, those whom I support, those to whom I broadcast, like you, each and every week, and in some cases every day. I want to make sure that I'm living the best life that I can. What is your goal? Are you exercising daily? Are you exercising 2 to 3 days a week? Are you exercising a minimum of 30 minutes per day, as I'm trying to do? I want you to get on the Bell Squad. That's what I'm calling it, the Bell Squad. And each week, the Bell Squad is supportive of you. I want you to be supportive of me as well, because we are in this together. Let's see what will happen at the end of this trek, wherever that end happens to be, and how we can improve our lives by doing it together. I will report in each week, and I hope to share other reports from people just like you who are listening to the broadcast. At Freddie Bell is my Twitter address, at Freddie Bell. Email Freddie at FreddieBell.com. Again, Freddie is spelled F-R-E-D-D-I-E. B-E-L-L is the last name. You are listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975, West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
Art lovers, it's time to celebrate, learn about, and collect local art at the St. Paul Art Crawl, running April 26th to 28th. The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you will have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artists' studios, lofts, and galleries. Up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for your own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community, too, with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at stpaulartcrawl.org. That's stpaulartcrawl.org.
With your AM950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today you can expect scattered sprinkles with a high near 39, a little around 25. Sunday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., and then clearing up to mostly sunny skies. High 48 and a little around 29. Monday will be rainy with a high of 52 and a little around 30. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Milda's Cafe. This unique local restaurant offers one-of-a-kind hot dish specials every day and authentic finished pasties on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Located at 1720 Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis, just east of Penn.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
This is New Beginnings. Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. Thanks for being with us each weekend right here on this Saturday morning. And with us right now, as always, is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
Hi, Freddie. It's always my pleasure to be here with you and your audience.
Glad you're with us. And for those who don't know, what is that website? How can we get in contact with you?
My number is 952-222-3975, and the website is westmetrohypnosis.com.
Let's talk about my story as opposed to your story. That's the topic for this weekend. What is my story, Kelly?
Well, you know that you and I both know of the great little booklet called The Daily Word, and this was The Daily Word quite a ways back, but it really resonates with me, and I keep a copy of this in front of me, and I share it with a lot of my clients, because so much of what we get caught up in every single day is the story that we continue to tell ourselves. And The Daily Word reminds us that we, as creators, as participants, have the ability to actually write and create our story as we move forward. And so just to read it quickly, my story, with grace and gratitude, I am the designer of my life. When I think about the story of my life, I recall ups and downs, successes and disappointments, and events in between. I keep in mind that through each experience, I am the storyteller. I am the designer of my life. How I respond to disappointment or success plays a role in future events. When I find myself questioning my purpose, I can dig deep and call upon my inner wisdom. These are all opportunities to reflect and make new choices. As I explore my identity and let my true nature shine through, I write a new chapter in my life. I may create a new path or discover I like the one I'm on for now. Either way, I co-create a story, my story. And that little passage has so much hypnotic language in it. And I just find it to be so empowering to bring us back to the option of, you know, can I take a moment right now to just simply become aware of the story that I'm writing and begin to question it. Does it serve me? Does it benefit me? Do I like it? What am I learning from it? What do I want to change? What do I want to keep? And too often we get caught up in the belief because we've been doing something a certain way for so long that it automatically continues that way. And that's simply not true. Any kind of pattern requires your participation. And so if you are wanting to change your story, then you simply have to come to a point where you just no longer are willing to participate in that old story, but you're ready to move forward and begin to write a new one.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to give us three steps in starting to write that new story, how would we begin?
Awareness. Your first step is always awareness. Awareness of what you want, awareness of where you're at, awareness of where you're going, awareness of what no longer serves you. A breath to help you move through fear, because oftentimes it is fear that holds us back. And fear, unless it's an immediate physical danger, a fear is nothing more than something that our mind has created for whatever reason. And it can easily be broken through. So awareness, a breath, and then courage. You don't have to know every step along the way, but courage and faith that it all works out. And a belief in your own inner resources. And this passage reminds us of how many inner resources we have available to us at any given time, as long as we become aware of them and remember them and know that they're there for us to use.
Awareness, breath, and courage. That's Kelly Von Hanneke for West Metro Hypnosis, and this is New Beginnings.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
And with us right now is the State Director for AARP Twin Cities, Will Phillips. He's here to talk about an exciting new program with AARP. And Will, as I understand it, before I say welcome, it's 50 over 50. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Freddie. It's great to be here as always.
So tell us about 50 over 50. Is it, what does it entail? I can guess, but I'm not going to try and embarrass myself.
I don't think you'd do that. But you know, it's a list, that celebrates and recognizes Minnesotans over the age of 50 mm-hmm. who have made significant contributions and achievements in their communities. And for us, we see the lists of the 30 under 30s and the 40 under 40s. But guess what? Life doesn't stop after 50. Mm-hmm. And we have people in this community who are, doing as in the present tense of the word, doing remarkable things in their community. And this is an effort. This is our fourth year of doing over 50 over 50. We've had more than 650 nominations over 3 years and have recognized 50 people over those 3 years, 150 total of these folks who are just really, again, doing incredible things. They happen to be over 50. They happen to be doing an incredible thing in their community. This is our opportunity to lift those people up and to tell their story. And it is a remarkable project that we really, really love here at AARP.
Tell us who some of the people that you can remember who have been a part of this wonderful class of individuals who are 50 over 50.
Yeah, I would love to do that. We've had some really, really incredible people. I'm, was just looking through a booklet. We've had people like Paula Hart, for example, who's the CEO of Volunteers of America. Mm-hmm. We've had people like Marvin Anderson, who is working on the Reconnect Rondo project, and who has done and is doing incredible things. We've had people like Jill Pavlock, who started the Urban Growler Brewery in St. Paul, the first woman-owned brewery that was started in our state, and who quit a very productive career in a completely different industry and really redefined herself and brought some really good beer to our community after the age of 50. So there are lots of different categories for the program. There's mm-hmm. things like five categories, in fact: arts and culture, nonprofit, the business community, disruptor, and then community building. And we recognize in those five categories 10 people in each category each year, and really, again, work to lift them up and tell their stories. I think the other great thing about this program is that it is not something where we just kind of pull names from the newspaper and nominate people ourselves. These are really nominations that are generated from the community. It's a really grassroots approach. And so that's, I think, what we wanted to say today is if you know somebody in your community and your life over the age of 50 who is not standing still, who is still shaking things up, as they say, then that person should be nominated for this recognition.
How can we nominate people that we'd like to see on that list?
Sure. Well, the way to do it is 50over50mn.org. And the 50s in that web address are the numbers, 50over50mn.org. And there you'll find a pretty basic nomination form. We want people to answer a few questions about the individuals, and then we go from there. And again, we've got 20 under 20, we've got 30 under 30 and 40 under 40. And this is about recognizing that possibilities shouldn't be limited by age. And so this list is a way for us to really get that point across here in Minnesota.
Very well done. That's Will Phillips, State Director for AARP Twin Cities, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everybody. You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and let's talk now about your finances and your financial health. I have five things you should know with regard to credit basics. Sometimes we just go on through life, and every now and then we miss the basics, so my job this weekend is to bring you back to dead center. Getting your credit score today is easier than ever. All you have to do is just turn to your bank, your credit card issuer, or one of the many apps and websites out there. That means you have the advantage of early insight into your financial profiles. But looking isn't enough. Without knowing the basics of credit, looking at your data is like having the pieces to a puzzle and then not understanding how they all fit together. Here's what you have to know. So point number one is that you have a lot of credit scores. You have multiple credit scores, not just one, and those scores vary depending on a few things. Number one, what scoring model was used? You've probably heard of FICO, the one most widely used by lenders. VantageScore is the fastest growing competitor. Which version of FICO or VantageScore was used? They each have a few, some older, some newer, some specific to financial products like credit cards or auto loans. The question is, which of your credit reports provided data to create the score? Three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, each maintain a record of your credit use. Those reports can be slightly different depending on whether your creditors report activity to one, two, or all three of them. Lenders may also pull different versions of your scores than you see, and you can't always know which one they use for approval decisions. Number two, don't panic about your score. You can't control what your score lenders use, but you can control how you manage it. Fortunately, a small set of good credit habits have the power to benefit all of your scores. Paying your bills on time, for example, and using less than 30% of your available credit limits, the lower the better, will help build a strong score regardless of the scoring model. And that's because FICO and VantageScore both emphasize having a good payment history and low credit usage when calculating scores. to accurately track how your credit is doing, make sure you're looking at the same score, FICO or VantageScore, generated using data from the same credit report. We're giving you some basics, things that you should know, but we are revisiting to help you with the credit basics. Number one, you have many scores. Number two, don't panic about your score. And then number three, forget the myths. When it comes to credit, common misconceptions get in the way of building good habits. One persistent myth is checking your score only hurts it. The real story is you're not going to lose points by looking at your credit. Checking your own score triggers a soft pull on your credit, but does not affect your score. A hard pull, on the other hand, occurs when you apply for a loan or a landlord asks to scrutinize your credit, for example. Hard pulls also go on your credit reports and can temporarily knock a few points off your score. Another misconception is that the utility and cell phone payments help credit. Managing those bills responsibly is necessary, but they don't affect your score unless you forget to pay. Say you move out of a shared apartment and leave the power bill in your name. If your former roommates don't make payments, for example, the account could end up in collections and damage your credit. To prevent these kind of surprises, use free credit services. To prevent these kind of surprises, use free services to scan your reports for accounts you don't recognize or forget that were open. Also, check your detailed credit reports from annualcreditreport.com. You're entitled to one free annual report from each of the bureaus. And then number four, don't get credit just to have it. Credit should be used cautiously and strategically when needed, and not because you're feeling forced. Don't take on more debt than you can handle just to build a score. Scoring models consider the mix and the number of accounts you have, but that matters much less than paying on time and keeping credit usage low. Making loan payments is enough to maintain a decent score. Credit cards are convenient and many offer rewards, but if you can't pay off monthly balances, you might pile up a debt. There was a survey released in March that found that nearly a third of people surveyed did not pay their cards off in full each month. They may be falling for another credit myth that keeping a balance is good for your score. The truth is, it's not. If an issuer offers you an increase, think carefully before accepting it. If you use it just to increase your available credit but keep your spending the same, that's great. But if not, then think about how much more you are likely to spend with that increase. The four things we all know about credit basics, but sometimes it's good to revisit them every now and then. Number one, you have many scores. Don't panic about your score. Number two, forget the myths. And then number four, don't get credit just to have it. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
Get out of the cold at Burger Mo's. Burger Monday Madness happens every Monday after 4 p.m., except on Excel event evenings, where you can order any burger with fries on the menu for just $6. Burger Mo's always offers fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, desserts, two daily happy hours, and 60 beers on tap. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
How important this is. In a time when violence still touches our world, others are harmed, even killed. Yet with this spiritual view that every action we dedicate to the presence and power of God, we might be more, as the Eastern tradition says, mindful. Mindful in every action that we take. I recently heard a commentator this week in response to the violence in New Zealand saying we've come to a time that simply saying we're holding you in our prayers and our thoughts is no longer sufficient. We have to hold the welfare of ourselves and all others in our deeds. What we do in the world. And although you may not have the violence in your heart that would call you to act out, to harm others, we still each need to be mindful in every action that we take. The actions we take on a daily basis, which affect our environment, our world. Always asking ourselves inwardly, how can I do this differently so that there is a greater benefit for the environment, for our society, our city, our world? There is so much yet to learn and to improve in our actions and our deeds as a world. But prayers, such as the one that you have on your card, are always there to inspire us, to keep in our mind's eye the power that we have, the creative power we have to do good. Before we meditate this prayer, I like to point out on the reverse side of the card, you see our prayer for protection and its history. I've given you an extended version of it that someone created, not James Dillett Freeman, but some Unity student, decided that they would augment his prayer. And so that's there for your contemplation. But the boldface type is the prayer as he wrote it in 1941, because Unity wanted to offer something to those in military service around the world at that time. Mr. Freeman also noted that although he wrote this prayer originally in the late 1930s, using the name Christ, the light of Christ surrounds you, when Unity published it worldwide for those of many faith traditions, they felt that they would change the word to God in the hopes that it would minister and be helpful to those of many religious traditions. It did speak to many, and to many beyond our Unity family. And as a result, it was taken to the moon. You can note the footnote there, but on the Apollo mission, it was first taken by Buzz Aldrin. He took a copy as he made that first astronaut moon landing. Not to be undone, one of his colleagues in 1971, James Irwin, took a microfilmed copy of another poem by James Freeman, I Am There, that speaks again of this divine presence, always with us, in our every action, in our hearing, in our vision, always with us, and working through us. Jim Freeman acknowledged the prayer of St. Patrick written 15 centuries earlier in the 5th century as an inspiration to his prayer for protection and also the poem, I Am There, for it speaks of this oneness of spiritual power in our daily actions, in our very existence. So in closing, I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and take this beautiful prayer into your heart. Let it warm you. Let it kindle a fire in you, a new vision before your mind's eye, and the power of will to carry this divine power into your outer actions, into the deeds of each and every day. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of the sun, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of the wind, depth of the sea, stability of the earth, firmness of the rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's hosts to save me afar and anear, alone or in a multitude. Christ, shield me today against wounding. Christ with me. Christ before me. Christ behind me. Christ in me. Christ beneath me. Christ above me. Christ on my right. Christ on my left. Christ when I lie down. Christ when I sit down. Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me. Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in the eye that sees me. Christ in the ear that hears me. I arise today through the mighty strength of the Lord of creation.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.